From Radio Deutsche Welle, Melody Time. We invite you to join us for half an hour of light classical music. Hello and welcome to another edition of Melody Time. I'm Paul Benderow. The Persian march with which today's program begins, far from originating in Persia, is actually one of a series of compositions dedicated by Johann Strauss the Younger to various kings and rulers when he was a young conductor. And the Shah of Persia at that time promptly rewarded him with recognition and a decoration for this march. Persian March by Johann Strauss the Younger, in a recording by the Czechoslovak State Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Johannes Wildner. In its day, this march was incredibly popular, and not only in Vienna, but as far afield as St. Petersburg, where Strauss used to give annual concerts at that time. It was not his original intention that the Persian March should be used as a national anthem, but it was, and this is how it came about. Among the many foreign guests attending the 1873 World Exhibition in Vienna was the Shah of Persia, and there was very nearly a protocol debacle, because the reception committee musicians did not have the score of the Persian anthem. Luckily, someone was quick-thinking enough to give them the Persian march music instead, thus avoiding an awkward diplomatic situation. The next item in today's program, a march by Alexander Glazunov, was also misappropriated. But this one, rather than being elevated to the status of an anthem, actually became a popular hit. In the first place, it was included in the official repertoire of Prussian military marches. But that didn't prevent the quick-witted Berliners from turning it into a hit song with a quite risque lyric, still popular today. Thank you. The St. Petersburg March by Alexander Glazunov, in an arrangement by Leopold Weninger, played by the Köln Salon Orchestra. The leader of the orchestra was Ulrich Aushut. And as you notice in our version, we chose not to include the risque lyric. Now we return to Vienna and the Theater an der Wien. Few operettas in this theatre's history have ever enjoyed so many performances since their premiere as Leo Fall's The Rose of Stamboul. It was the elegant music that found favour in the first place, but the libretto too aroused great enthusiasm. And Fall's Rose of Stamboul is to this day considered an outstandingly successful combination of score and libretto. It's 8 years old now, this amusing story of the double life led by an all-too-cunning lover who, incognito, wins the heart of the Rose of Stamboul through his letters. But when he appears in person, he's at first rejected, until the young lady discovers the truth and everything turns out right in the end, as you'd expect. Here's the title song from Leo Fall's operetta, The Rose of Stamboul.
Man sagt uns nach, dass wir in puncto Damen einem Prinzip nur treu, der lieb war groh, dass immer 9 bis 10 auf einen kamen, heut aber ist das nicht mehr so. Viel kultivierter will's mir erscheinen, man liebt nur eine auf der Welt, dann liebt man alle sie in dieser einen, spart sich viel Ärger, spart viel Geld. O Rose von Stamboul, nur du allein sollst meine schäre Same sein. Nur du allein, die mir das Leben mit Liebe gibt, die mir die Stunden mit Märchen kürzt, mit bonnigen Märchen kürzt. Wir schreiben sie all in ein Büchlein klein, drin soll von uns beiden zu lesen sein. Ich bin verliebt, du bist verliebt, das wär so meine Idee. Hat mein Fatum mir einst beschieden, dass ich nur eine Liebe bloß. Ist die nur jung und schön, bin ich zufrieden, mehr als zufrieden mit meinem Los. Als bloß Vergatte bin ich auch ferner, ihr nur alleine die Treu halten gern. Sie liebt nur mich allein fürs ganze Leben und zärtlich sagt sie, du mein Stern, o Rose von Stamboul, nur du schreiben sie all in ein Büchlein klein, drin soll von uns beiden zu lesen sein. Ich bin verliebt, du bist verliebt, das wär so meine Idee. Zierlich in Gold, drauf stehen bleib, Tausend und Held.
unforgettable Fritz Wunderlich with the title song from the operetta The Rose of Stamboul. Hans Mordkau was conducting the Bavarian State Orchestra. Well, it's not unusual for an enthusiastic audience to demand a number of encores for a melody they really like. But no less than 21 encores for a dance composition at its premiere surely must be a record. This actually happened in the case of a waltz by Josef Lanner over 150 years ago at Hietzing near Vienna's Schönbrunn Palace. Nowadays, Hietzing is a suburb of Vienna, but in those days it was just a village, though rather an elegant one thanks to its proximity to the royal palace. At weekends, the haute volée of Viennese society used to drive out to Hietzing to hear the latest ballroom music. Johann Strauss the Younger had his debut there at the age of 18. And for many years, Josef Lanner directed his popular dance orchestra in Hietzing. But now, what about this composition that gave rise to 21 encores? Here it is, the Schönbrunn Waltz.
Thank you.
The Vienna Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Robert Stolz, with the ever-popular Schönbrunn Waltz by Josef Lanner. Surveys on the popularity of operas always tend to come up with the same result. Carmen by Georges Bizet is quite clearly the number one favourite with the general public. Which makes it even more puzzling that the initial reaction to this brilliant theatrical composition was so lacklustre. True, the Paris premiere was not exactly a flop, but poor reception led to Carmen being taken off after a mere 50 performances. It was only 8 years later that the opera, internationally acclaimed in the meantime, finally achieved success in its home city. Well, there's no accounting for public taste. Bizet, unfortunately, did not live to see the worldwide triumph of his Carmen. In view of its enormous popularity, there's no need to say very much about the following melody. So here it is, the Toreador Song.
Señor, señor, para avec les soldats. Il est horrible, je me sens pour plaisir, pour plaisir, qu'il soit les combats. Le cirque est plein, c'est jour de fête. Le cirque est plein, vivons en bas. Les spectateurs, perdons la tête. Les spectateurs s'interpellent à grand fracas. Apostrophe, brisé tapage, poussez jusque à la fureur, car c'est la fête du courage, c'est la fête des gens de cœur. Allons, à gare, allons, allons, Toréador, Toréador. Y songe bien, oui, songe en combattant, que l'œil noir te regarde et que l'amour t'attend. Toréador, l'amour, l'amour t'attend. On fait silence, à que se passe-t-il? Une princesse, une princesse, le taureau s'élance en bondissant hors du toril. Il s'élance, il entre, il frappe, un cheval roule, entraînant un picador. Bravo, taureau, hurle la foule. Il vient, pour le rencontre. En secouant ses bandes rivières, plein de fureur qui court, le cirque est plein de sang. On se sauve, on franchit les grilles. C'est ton tour maintenant. Allons, en garde, allons, allons, Toréador, Toréador. Et songe bien, oui, songe en combattant, que l'œil noir te regarde et que l'amour t'attend. Toréador, l'amour, l'amour t'attend.
Toréador, Toréador, Toréador.
humming that all day. It's the Toreador song from Bizet's opera, Carmen. The singer was Robert Massard, and he was accompanied by the Paris Opera Orchestra and the René Duclos Ensemble, conducted by Georges Prêtre. The premiere run in Paris of Delibes' ballet Coppelia a few years earlier was fortunately much more successful than that of Carmen. And one of its most popular melodies is the waltz with which we're concluding our program today. Here it is in a recording by the New Philharmonia Orchestra, conducted by Charles Maceras. Ever-popular waltz from the ballet Coppelia by Leo Delibes. Concluding this edition of Melody Time. Till the next one, from me, Paul Benderow, from Barbara Anders, who compiled this programme, our producer, Rick Fulker, and studio manager, Ingrid Schober, it's goodbye and thanks for joining us.